Hello, this is Mistress Leslie from eroticdeeptrance.com. And I thought I'd do a little voice blog because my dog continues to run around on the wood floors with her fingernails. And so she's making it so I can't record. My intention was to record a new trance, but I have to wait until she settles in. So I thought I'd take this time to do a little blog. It's something I've been thinking about, and I'm not really prepared as I'm about to talk about this. I don't know what I'm going to say, but I have strong feelings about it. And I think I've spoken about this a bit before, about ethics and being a mistress or a hypnodom. And one of the things I've noticed recently, and I've noticed for years, is that my ideas sometimes differ from popular beliefs of online women about domination and specifically financial domination. I've only made one very clear financial domination MP3 because I don't want to be pigeonholed for that fetish. Though during live calls and pay-to-view items through Night Flirt, as it happens, I do financial domination, but I do it with those submissives that request it. I don't, it's not my go-to fetish. It's one I enjoy, and I enjoy it with people who are emotionally and mentally stable and that have disposable financial income. It doesn't work for me to bleed somebody dry who's on a very low fixed income or has no money. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Fine if he wants to save a little money, send me a gift, buy a little MP3 here or there. But that really doesn't work for me. I can't ethically think that this person who doesn't have enough money or is emotionally unstable is supposed to give me their money that they would normally live on. I believe that we're all supposed to have a quality of life, unless we choose not to, that is decent. And even in that case, I feel like that is emotional and mental instability. And I don't believe that I should profit from that. I'm not interested in that. There are many guys who love to do financial domination and who enjoy it. And guess what? They can afford it. So I am not here to take money from people who can't afford it. It just is unethical, and I don't have an attitude of entitlement that makes me feel as if I should not care about other people. That's not how I function. As a dominant, I believe there is a give and take. And if I truly care about the welfare of my submissives, as I do, then I have to ask myself, what am I doing? Is it going to have a positive effect on them? Are they going to be able to work through some issues in their life? Will they be able to sexually release in some way or emotionally release in some way? In a safe way through one of my products or services. How does this work for the person? Those are things I consider, and I definitely consider them during financial domination. You have to ask yourself, do you really want to give your money to a woman who doesn't care anything about you? Perhaps that's part of your fetish. But there are those of us being online dominant females, that have a sense of responsibility to their submissives and understand that it is in fact a two-way street. there's a give and take. I am secure enough in my services and my products that I'm going to be able to make a very good living without being a kind of predator. And for me, as I said, dominance and submission is a two-way street. There's a give and take. And it's not all about me taking. Sometimes it's important for me to think about what I'm giving. So I had to cut off the very end of my my little blog because I feel like I was going on and I used some vulgar language that I don't really need to. I tried to keep this as positive as possible and talk about myself versus other dominatrix. You know, we all are trying to make a living, and I support other people in my community. I, however, think that to be mindful of what we're actually doing, rather than only being mindful about the money that we're making, would benefit all of us. We'd be producing a higher quality product and service. That's just my opinion, though. I hope you will check out my store and my site and keep listening. And have a fabulous day.